And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast, the podcast.
That's how Big D and Bubba's podcast. The podcast, the podcast.
Podcasting.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, what a fun, fun podcast we got for you. Real quick, the sponsor this week is Loan Trackers from Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. You get a loan tracker plus a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage consultant working with you, and the home loan process gets so much easier, so much better. And if you want to get more info, all you have to do is go to their website, wellsfargo.com/loan tracker.
He thought we said podcast, and so Brett showed up. Brett Michaels is with us.
Absolutely ready to party with my buddies.
What's up, man? How are
you? I'm doing awesome. How you doing?
We're good. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Brett is... I was thinking about you the other day because
with the cape? Was it with the
not the cape.
Not
that one. Okay. But I was thinking about how that you
before you go into your story, I'm gonna go get some coffee. You need anything?
No, I'm good.
No. Okay.
I'm gonna go with you.
Okay. So Patrick, I was thinking about Brett the other day.
So bad.
And what I was thinking about was how that you totally almost reinvented yourself and became, because you've always had an entrepreneurial spirit.
Thank you.
And so you kind of like, you said a lot of guys would have said, okay, the band I was in, it's kind of whatever, so we're done. And then all of a sudden you read about these former rock guys, like, where are they now? And, you know, they look like me. But you went and... Was there a time where you kind of just sat on the beach and didn't do much? And then it seems like, I don't know, was it 10 years ago? All of a sudden, it's like Brett Michaels back everywhere.
But see, because Poison was touring.
Well, no, let me give you the timeline.
Yeah, okay.
Let's give a timeline. You never, as a musician, I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not going to speak for any other musician, what they did, decided to do, anything, just myself. For me, I've never looked at it. Like, in other words, with Poison... Poison is very much still together. We were just talking a little earlier on the show. We were talking about Poison being out with Kiss, Poison and Def Leppard going out. We do a lot of great co-headlines together. We'll go out Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Poison, you know, and we'll go out. We do a lot of headlining. But also as myself, what happened was a couple years ago, when you branch out of the band as a solo artist, all of us were doing different things. I just happened to hit with... You know, all of a sudden, Rock of Love hit big. Nashville Star, I did with Leanne Rimes, blew up. So it went just more in a TV genre. You know, all of a sudden, I'm doing Rock of Love became the number one show on VH1, and in fact, in the history of the show. Then all of a sudden, Life as I Know It blew up. Then I won Apprentice. You know, I went on and did Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, yeah, we first met like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was... that was before all that. It was like, oh, wow, yeah. And you were still... I mean, we went and saw you... In concert, you're still touring and selling out arenas and all this. And then all of a sudden, you were on TV everywhere. I was like, when did Brett become
the guy?
Was that
a conscious effort? Were you like going, I want to do TV because I feel like I need to do TV?
No, no. Here's how it works for me. Again, I go back to this. I have to be passionate about what I'm doing. In other words, you never get to see the stuff that you turn down that you don't want to do. There's stuff you're offered to do and you're just like, it's fantastic. It's just not for me. In other words, I don't know it doesn't light me up and say, I want to do that. What happened with Nashville Stars, you know, I've been down here for years and years, lived down in Nashville. And so when I got an opportunity to be a judge on Nashville Star and Leanne Rimes was hosting and Phil Vassar was on it, it was an amazing time in my life. I had probably one of the best times.
Did it open up your eyes to country?
No. Like with Every Rose Has a Thorn. I mean, I've been listening to country music since my dad grew up Navy vet, right? And he played pedal steel. First instrument I learned to play was harmonica. So I've listened to old school country, traditional country, they call it, you know, traditional country. And then, but as I grew up eventually too, I started mixing in, you know, if you're listening to some, say, old Hank songs, right? Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn and me just did Every Rose together. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
Yeah. It's on a new record.
I'm back, by the way.
It's on True Grit. I know. I saw it with the coffee. But on True Grit, it's a bunch of the people that are on it, like Loretta Lynn and me. I went out to ride motorcycles at a ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving, took my band, my crew, tons of us out there. There's not a person that's ever treated us better. She was unbelievably great. We started playing acoustic guitar. She sang Every Rose. We went out in her studio.
Did she know the words?
She knew the words. She was great. She nailed it. She nailed it. I don't mean nailed it. She nailed it.
You're saying Loretta Lynn knew the words to
Every Rose Has a Thorn?
I'm going to go ahead. I don't want to be silly here, but really, who doesn't know the words, at least the chorus, Every Rose Has a Thorn?
No, she got it. She was great.
Like, my grandma's 85 years old. I bet she knows the chorus of Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Well, Loretta's getting close to that, too, though.
I bet we could call your grandma right now and ask her, and she'll go, what?
No, how much?
Man,
she knows.
It's how much? 50-50, man.
Okay. I'll bet you $5 she doesn't know the chorus.
Don't back down. You know she knows it.
Chorus?
I really feel like she
you
does.
In? You in? $5. We'll call her right now and see if she knows the chorus.
I got your back.
$5, dude. Let's
call
do
her.
It.
All right, go over here. Girl. You call her. Oh,
well, right you're getting her on the phone. I'm going to just finish up this quick, long, really long story and make it longer.
The quick long story?
The quickest long story you've
it's
ever heard.
It's a Kwong story.
It's a Kwong. Here comes a Kwong. But I don't think you make, I mean, for some people, like doing Nashville Star blew up, and then all of a sudden getting to do Rock of Love and all those things, and then you go in there and you, like I said, you got to, nothing for me comes easy. It's you go in there and you work it, you go out there, and then the show just, they catch on is what you hope. And that's what happened in Apprentice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Listen, he's in there trying to convince Grandma right now that she knows that he wants your
right
$5.
Right now he's going, okay, it's every rose has its thorn, just like.
Look, he's doing.
I know.
I said rose. Listen to me.
No, rose. Not
I wish,
nose.
I wish we could turn up a microphone in his office.
No, without him knowing?
By
we
the way,
do
Loretta
that.
Loretta is almost the exact age as his grandma. His mama is 85. Loretta is 83.
Loretta, by the way, who I want to go back to this, I went out there to ride dirt bikes on her track. I'm a big dirt bike fanatic still. And I went out there to ride and on Thanksgiving, and it was killer. And we did the song, and Joe Perry from Aerosmith played guitar on it. It was amazing.
Does she's got quite the setup out there. It's yep. a real, I mean, it's pretty nice, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Like, don't they have like tournaments or like
yeah,
whatever
all, they
call
have a concert stage. They have a big, huge, the AMA out there. All the, you know, the young riders that are breaking, that are going to factory rides. It's pretty amazing.
Do they do like Jeep stuff and all that out there too? Or is it just ATVs and dirt bikes?
No, we took some Jeeps and did some stuff, but that wasn't on that track. This okay. was all.
All right, yeah,
let's talk that? To Ma because she's in the middle of cooking dinner. Let's see.
Cooking dinner?
Cooking dinner. Well, I mean, that's
it's
what they
morning.
Call lunch. Lunch.
Oh. It's morning.
Oh, lunch. Lunch.
Okay, hey. Ma, we were just having a question about how, I just said everyone knows the words to Every Rose Has Its Thorn. I said, I bet my 85-year-old grandma knows the words to the chorus of Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Tell Mom. Tell Mom we love her.
Give me that again.
Okay, it's a song. It's a song. It goes, Every Rose
yeah,
Has
you tell
Its
you?
Thorn.
Yeah, do you know this?
Do you know?
It sounds familiar, Patrick, but...
You don't know it?
I don't know it, baby.
Oh, okay. I was just... I had $5 bet. D
it's
said
a two
that
and
he
a half.
Didn't think
oh,
you would
well,
know.
Oh, well, you lost.
And I, yeah, I lost.
Well, I'll tell you what. She said it sounds familiar, and that's worth $2.50.
Right. She's heard of it.
Yes.
That's about every $1.
Rose has its, it,
every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn. And
well, the thing, see, I didn't catch that much in music for a long time. I was too busy, Patrick.
Uh-oh.
She was cooking
what's
dinner.
Your, what was your favorite music? It was like Hank Williams and...
Yeah, more, well, it was basically Paul's favorite, so it became mine.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Okay.
I like how your accent's already changed,
it comes, yeah. It comes in. I start talking to my grandma or my mom, and my accent falls right back
you
in line.
You become super Cajun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm coming in Saturday. I'm gonna come by, all right?
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay, I'll
good
see
to
y'all
see
then.
You.
All right, love you.
What's for lunch?
Yeah.
What's
oh,
for
yeah,
dinner?
What are you cooking for lunch?
Oh, meat and gravy, and we have some pinto beans cooked and rice, you know, the usual type.
Yeah.
You
know,
oh, yeah.
You know, it sounds like mellow. Oh, meat and gravy, but you know it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's already got
absolutely.
Me hungry.
All right.
No, but I don't want to burn right now.
Okay, we'll go back to it. Sorry, Ma. Love
okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
Though. Bye-bye. I don't want to burn, so get off my phone.
Man, I had to tell you, I have to go. Oh, I you always call me the wrong time.
What you guys missed when I was in the other room, I had to get past my grandfather.
We heard you shouting,
so
shouting through his...
Hey, Paul. How you doing, son? Which one are you? That's always my favorite.
He doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Which one are you? It's Patrick.
I got
oh, yeah, Patrick. How you doing, Chad? That's good.
Then he asks you again, which one are you?
No, he's not there yet. Thank
Patrick.
Goodness.
That was
Patrick.
My grandpa.
We had 9 kids.
Sounds familiar.
We had 9 kids and 14 grandkids.
Patrick.
Man,
is a lot like every rose. It's familiar.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like, oh, I know that. I'm not.
I know your first name. I know your first name.
Man,
at least.
I know, but I don't know me.
Man, yet look.
Oh, no. Right.
Man, I was sure she had that, but
listen, that is a song that I give you your props. Everyone seems to know that song. You can go to Japan, and I'm sure if you guys did, you did a Japan
many years live at Budokan.
Yeah, I remember asking you 10 years ago, what did it feel? What is it like to have written something that iconic? Because I think of when Bill and Ted in the movie die and go to heaven, and God asks them, what is the meaning of life? They recite Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
That was a magical day.
Did you know that was going to be?
I did, yes. I mean, they're asking if they can do it, but it is a killer moment when you see it actually happen.
So they have to ask for permission just to use the lyric?
Well, if they're going to recite it or whatever, you know what I mean? Wow. If they're going to recite it or stuff like that.
Do you get a payday?
Of course.
When they do
of
that
course.
Kind of stuff?
Or is you just go, are you stupid? Look at Brett's face. Like, amateur.
I sent that.
Amateur.
It's interesting.
We had to send out. We sent down hired goons to collect it. We do it the old Italian way. We take care of it.
By the way, they're doing a new Bill and Ted movie.
I heard
the middle-aged Bill and Ted.
Middle-aged Bill and Ted movie.
Both are back. Keanu and Alex Winter.
Dude, you need That's to make right. a you need to make a an appearance.
I am gonna make the appearance in the phone booth and a bunch of them too, where they just appear.
It'll be great,
and they'll come and bring you gifts.
And I give them really bad advice on life. These are things you anything I tell you, do the opposite of it.
You ought to reach out, dude. You know they would be like, oh yes, we I'm have in. To do it. You I'm are in. You are the consummate marketer. What a great way to get yourself in there, because it's gonna be big. It's gonna be silly and goofy and.
I'm in. Hey, you know, it's my life story. I'm a comedy of errors that manages to survive.
I was just thinking,
you're like a shotgun.
You
have so many things going. Certain BBs are going to hit.
When you and Bubba went and were backstage with Kiss, sitting on the beer cooler watching the show on stage.
We weren't sitting on it because if you sit on it, you can't get beer out of it.
Right. I thought that's a super cool story. You know what my favorite my rock star story is?
You know what it is?
I know what it is. You know? Come on, we're ready.
It's when you might want to sit for this.
I'm sitting down.
These
Hold
guys,
on.
These guys, are gonna blow your doors
oh
off.
Oh my God! I think I know what's about to happen.
So he's about to whip out the yellow and black.
Yellow and black attack.
Is it Striper?
Yes,
I know Striper well. Come on, here we're this is no lie. This is the 6 degrees of us in here. Ready? My first record deal that we signed, I told you, we held on to all of our publishing. I'm saying it's Poison. I can't speak for every member what they've done, but we held on to our publishing, right? It was a good day.
Smart.
35 million records later, wasn't horrible, right? I'm just saying, and growing.
Yeah. Yes.
And now with digital and this interview. Maybe actually we might have to give a few dollars back after this interview.
Yeah. But I need $5 after
I'm
going
to have to give $5
Patrick's
back.
Lost five.
I just lost $5. Thanks, Patrick. Oh. But they – But what I was going to say is the Striper was one of the bands on – we were on Cyanide Enigma Records, right, which was out of El Segundo, California, right? This is no lie. On my signing day, I was sitting in my leather pants on a floor in El Segundo, California in a warehouse packing one-by-ones in boxes of albums to ship. I go, this is nothing like Gene Simmons wrote about in his autobiography. I said, where's the party? There's no jet in here for me.
Yeah.
There's no girls. There's not. We're packing records. But Striper was on, oddly enough, was on the same label. No, I'm not sure, you know, what all the guys are doing now. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad
way.
I'm
sorry.
They're still touring.
Which is awesome. I mean, I'm not sure what they're – I didn't mean it is.
I found out they were coming to town and booked it to where – I not only bought tickets for the guys, but then I called the lady at the club and I'm like, look – do you need somebody to bring them on? Do you have somebody like from a local radio station, one of the rock stations, come and do, you know, and here's Striper? And she goes, well, no. Think Big D and Bubba want to do it? I'm like, yeah, go ahead and sign them up.
Is that your – was that your big – that was your first concert?
Yeah, I'm backstage, and here comes Michael Sweet and Robert and the whole crew, Oz. It's the original crew.
I remember it.
Yellow and black, head to toe. They got the whole – makeup, the whole thing, the hair. And I'm walking backstage, and I'm like, this is nutty.
And it was Christian. It was Christian rock.
Yes. Now, this to Big D was the first time I saw you in that hotel room during CRS. I was freaking out, and I know the feeling you had because you're seeing your heroes. You know, these were the guys when you were a kid. You were going, yes, this is the best song ever.
See,
It's so weird because, you know, we our friends are, you know, Tim and Faith and Lee and Dirks and Brad. And, you know, those are our friends.
Yeah.
And they just happen to sing. And so they come in. It's just like, eh,
we don't get starstruck at all.
No, there's no. But when it comes to them, I'm like, I told him, I said, dude, you guys do to hell with the devil. And he goes, Yeah. He goes,
D becomes Chris Farley from that Saturday Night Live skit. You remember the time you guys sang
to hell with the devil?
To hell with the devil? And that was awesome.
Yeah. I was waiting for them to go. They were going to go, are you supposed to be back here?
Security. Security.
So, wait, this is the
is
best.
Is your mommy here?
Well, go ahead.
Hey, young man.
I'm going to take that up a notch.
One more thing for this, just for Big D.
Go on.
So he's like, oh, we got to get a picture with him. This will be the coolest thing ever. So we get the whole band together. They rally. They get everybody together. And we line up and, you know, you put your arms around each other and we take the picture. So we get out and, you know, introduce him on stage. And D and I go and we sit in the audience now. We're like enjoying the show. They're throwing Bibles out to the crowd.
This is real. This is going on.
Yes,
this is going
on. Happening.
Okay. So, all right. So,
Jesus is there.
Yes.
Jesus.
So I look on my phone at the picture, and Michael Sweet, the lead singer, is a prankster apparently, and hid behind
There's
Big
the picture.
D.
There's the picture.
All you
come
see,
on.
Yeah. All you
can't see,
is see
him.
The
He's
neck,
behind me.
All you see is the neck of his guitar.
Yeah,
he hid.
Yeah.
So here he is. He met his hero, and the guy hides in the picture.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, it's freaking so mad.
That is so evil and so great.
Let me add the irony to this. Let me take this up a notch. Not only is the irony that he's hidden and all you see is the guitar neck. I swear to dude, this is Mick Jagger. He's standing. Like, that's one of those moments. He partied with me all night, and the photo is just his arm sticking out, you know. But let me take this up. Country Club. This is a true story. Country Club, Poison opening for Stryper, right? The audience is going crazy. This is early. We're talking early 84-ish, 85-ish in this area. Our record hasn't come out there.
Right before everybody blows up.
Right before everyone explodes, right? And we're playing. I have we're singing, I think then it was like, I Won't Forget You or Talk Dirty Me, one of the songs, right? They reach up. One of the girls in the front row reach up and have a scarf wrapped around the microphone, which is now wrapped around my neck. Okay, like it wrapped, you know what I mean? It's right. connected from the microphone. It's connected. She yanks it down. This is as true as I'm standing here story. Yanks it. I fall off the stage forward over the barricade and compound break three of my ribs. This is I can't make this up. I'm laying in the pit and out of pure adrenaline crawl back on the stage and crawl across the stage. This is no lie, true story. Three broken ribs. We had no money. We lived behind a dry cleaner. This is no lie.
Yes.
In a warehouse behind a dry cleaner. I had to lay on a mattress beside our amps. They can't do anything with broken ribs. They wrap you.
Yeah, you look like
and
the Michelin man.
Yeah, and it just sticks out now. I'm like, this is a crazy – at a Stryper concert. They're like, well, our audience is really subdued. And I go, they were insane. I'm like, I mean, it was insanity. I mean, it was crazy. And that was – That will add, along with your pain, I also had pain.
They now don't even like Stryper anymore.
Our audience is really subdued. I mean, the one lady's going to break your ribs.
Yeah,
but
no.
But other than that.
She trying won't. To maul a scarf.
So have you ever done that to like a fan where you just like they go to take a picture and you're like, you know, you're because obviously there's probably nobody better than you at treating the fans. I've never seen you shy away from anyone, but you've got to have bad days some days.
Oh, I have lots of bad days. I if you can tell, if you just read through the body parts they've replaced on me and organs from brain to heart, I have some serious bad days, right? But I have never, I can tell you this truthfully as I stand here, I've never been ever. And ever did anything but been kind to fans. I feel blessed. I know I'm going to get serious for a second, but I truly feel blessed. I've never, not that I can remember, ever dissed any fan.
I've never hid behind somebody?
I've never hid. You know what I've done a couple of times? I said, hey, I'm eating with my family or something like that. I said, you give me 5 minutes, I'll be happy to jump. I mean, you know what I mean?
That's
but other than that,
that's the way to do it.
But truthfully, I feel really blessed to get to do what I love to do. I get to travel, play music, and live. You know what I mean? It's and without them, I can't do it.
So. We have a couple friends of ours that are country stars, and they every so often, they get in their little moods where they start challenging each other. Like, okay, today you're going to write, and whenever they go to the meet and greet lines, today you're going to write this word, and somebody's saying, okay. Or today, the challenge is to see who can sign the most ridiculous thing. So people walk up with a brand new leather jacket, and they just reach out immediately and sign it instead of the photo.
Yeah, that's
or they'll sign the person's forehead or whatever.
That's a Talladega Night moment. I'm in you're in the zone.
No, that's fine. Do you guys ever do that kind
I have
of stuff?
No, I totally have fun with the fans. Don't get me wrong. I'm having a blast. So I don't want – I mean, in fact, we go – sometimes those that having fun with them leads to the bar, leads to the party, leads to the it's we have some good times.
Yeah, but I mean, did you ever have fun like with the band at the fans' expense? Like in other words, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to sign somebody's face today and
– No.
Never, ever, ever?
No.
Will you sign Bubba's face right now?
No, dude.
I'll do it. I'm doing it right now.
Don't do it, please.
But it's going to happen today.
All weekend.
I'll just sign my butt and I'll get the tattoo. I'll just. Is that weird whenever somebody walks up and they have your signature and it's a tattoo?
No, it's a good feeling. It's
no,
a cool
really?
Feeling.
That's
it's,
weird.
No.
That's weird. No, it is.
I'm going to bring in here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Jan. I don't know where Jana left. She's gone.
She's chilling in the other room.
Jan, are you chilling?
She's chilling.
Come here. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get them to send you a bunch of the most insane, cool Bret Michaels, including the photo, tattoos. I'm going to send them.
Oh, you have a collection
here.
Of it?
Like no, the people, the fans. We're
no,
going to send them
saying.
A bunch
they
of them.
They send it to you and you keep the photos?
I don't keep their flesh or anything.
No,
but
I'm saying you keep the photos? Make a new cover out of
they
that.
Said, we have a whole thing called Tattoo World where people have gotten all this cool stuff done.
But, I get it. You have to, where you are, who you are, you have to say, oh, that's super cool. It's an honor. I'm telling you, it's stupid. If someone's going to.
It's not stupid.
It is stupid. Yes, it is.
So I'm getting. So now that I got your name on my ass, I got to get this.
Now, I'm telling you right now.
Now I feel dishonored. Yeah. Now I got to remove this off my butt cheek.
So people have actually done your face. They've put it like.
Jana, will
body?
You pull something up, please?
She's
well, one
going
of you guys,
phone. Oh,
find the one
looking?
With the girl with the entire back as my face.
Oh my
God! Oh, yes.
I mean, seriously,
she's hot.
Who does? Of course, she's not hot. Why would you
say
that?
Hot. I said she's hot.
No, she's not.
You said it.
She is.
All right. Hey, Jana,
she is hot. I assure she's hot. Okay. Yes, right.
Here she comes. She didn't want to get up. She was like, I didn't want to get up. She's like, off the sofa now.
There's a guy. Remember the guy we
Jana
met last year?
Jana just fired me. I got fired from my own job.
You remember the guy last year who has
from me.
He has Big D on his belly? You
yes.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, we signed some guy's stomach.
I'm it.
And
look
no,
at me. I told you.
It's dumb. And I told the guy, this is stupid.
Dude.
It is. It's dumb. Don't ever tattoo someone else's name or likeness unless it's a family member.
I think song lyrics, totally acceptable because songs speak to you in a very personal way. But there's
like my daughters. I got my daughters on my
head.
That's
right.
Lifetime.
Do you
That's
have anyone
commitment.
Else's name on you?
I may have had a few other names on me but that they've been added on to or erased.
X's?
But there are people
X's.
That you...
Why do,
but,
that's like the that's
that's
like
another
the kiss
dumb
of
thing.
Death for any relationship.
Yes. I'm not going to say it isn't. I'm not going to say that it didn't right after that tattoo. I'm not going to say that right after that tattoo. I have about 7 down my ass cheek, including Big D on the other side.
I was on a date with a woman who had her ex's name on her, on like her, right above her waistline, right above where the blue jeans are, with an X through it.
Because it was her ex.
Because it was her ex.
Man,
and I was
that
like,
comes off really
I just,
kinda,
yeah. Well, it starts off with a name and then it becomes an eagle, a panther. And then, you know, to cover it, it gets wider.
Well, anyway.
So
man.
What's the story on Pete? Pete just chills whenever you
Pete's
do
chilling.
Stuff?
He's playing guitar. We're going to Chicago to play tonight and then on to some other different ventures.
Hey,
and,
Pete, come on in.
Pete can
That's
come
right.
In.
Come on,
Pete.
Come on. I think it's cool. I mean, you guys have been together
We're
for
buddies.
How long have y'all been writing and playing together?
Long time. I'm going to say 14 years, 12 Pete, years minimum. We know we met. You know what? No, you want to hear a country story? This is how long I've been playing rock and country. Our first show together was Detroit at the Country Hoedown. Correct, Petey?
Hoedown.
What was it?
Downtown Hoedown.
Downtown Hoedown, the country downtown Hoedown. With us co-headlining with Chris Cagle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was our first show together. And then after that, we went and did Toby Keith.
Is that where Chris Cagle, Every Rose came from?
Yes.
That was a product
then,
of that?
Yeah, and then Rascal Flatts sang on it. The guys from Rascal Flatts. And then I think it was Mark Wills and a bunch of people sang. And Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Pete. Hey, Pete, can you show us your tattoo of his autograph?
It's not. He's got Van Halen on his arm.
I have
Poison Lyrics tattooed on my
But you don't have his, do you have Brett's face on your back or anything?
Oh.
No, but I can.
No.
If you guys want to, if you want to draw it on there real quick, you can.
Could you imagine our drawing?
Can you, Bubba, can you draw me on the back?
Sure.
Brett, don't move. I'm going to screw it up.
With my cowboy hat.
Okay. Oh, well, see, that's harder to do. The cowboy hat.
It's
folds.
Extra. Is it extra money?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that, you know, I've never understood. First off, I'm not a big tattoo person, but it seems like tattooing is, it's gotten to where now, it used to be kind of a, it was like the rock star thing to do. If you get a tat, sure, you're kind of a rock star. And now it's kind of like
everybody
like,
has
like,
them.
Like 21-year-old girls have tattoos, and you're kind of like
18.
Like,
dude, I mean,
it took away kind of
my,
the coolness.
My exchange daughter, my exchange student daughter from Germany, the day she turned 18, she went and got her tattoo.
Of what?
She got an
Brett
infinity,
Michaels face.
It was. Yeah. It was actually
it was Brett Michaels face on her ribs.
Yeah. What is
to,
it?
To, it's just an infinity symbol on her ribs.
You see, I don't know. To me, it kind
she'd of, always wanted. You came pretty close.
What?
You came pretty close.
Yeah,
to
remember you were going to get a tattoo, man.
I know. That was like that was my dumb stage. I was kind of like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to lose 100 pounds to get a tattoo."
You're,
like
you're the one. You're the one. Let me see, Jane.
Oh, she's walking in with
well,
the photos.
Is some of them.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Here, look. Here, take a visual.
Okay.
That's the back. That's the sweet. I hope that's the back.
Yeah, boy.
Now, did you sign?
The picture.
Now, how does that work?
Yeah,
you
I
sign it, and
I
then
sign,
they go back and trace it.
But you got to remember this. Let's have in defense. they come to the shows, and at some point in their life, we have, you know, we talk a lot about, oddly enough, something to believe in, moments they went through in their life, and it means something to them, and that they signify it. And
there's other ways of doing that, Brett.
Yeah, there is. Look, here's another one. There's a back. That isn't the picture.
That's
that is a woman's whole back. Let me see that.
My name.
It looks like there's a spear through a heart or something.
It is. It's like every rose, and she has my every rose tattoo, and then my name, and it just like says, "You're my rock of love."
Like the logo.
She got a tattoo off of a TV show.
No,
Rock of Love.
I wrote it, and then she got it tattooed.
But Rock of Love is the name of the show.
It's the name of the TV show. Yes.
So she got a tattoo of the name of a TV show
and my name.
Are you working on any other TV stuff?
We are. We got a couple things going on right now. We got Surreal Estate. We've got
Surreal Estate.
Surreal Estate, which
can
is
we
crazy.
Talk about it?
We can talk about
okay.
it. Okay, it's just it's for the unique, the geeks, the freaks, and the it's a unique properties, and I help them put them together.
Like the guy who's got a bridge of the Star Trek Enterprise. In
it's
his
exactly
house.
Right, and he wants to drive the Batmobile across
right.
it. With some form of a Star Trek.
Did you ever do anything like that? Like, have you seen, I mean, you've lived it, but have you seen the movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg?
I did, indeed.
And there's a point in there where he, when he becomes famous and he gets the money, he gets the paycheck, he goes and buys the Batmobile.
Yeah, I totally.
Did you
that's
ever
why
do
I was, yeah,
anything
I went
dumb?
To the, I went, I lots of stuff dumb. I've done lots of stuff.
No, but I mean, like,
stuff.
What's a dumb thing? Like, you got it big, what's
well,
the
me,
first thing you go
can
out
Can we
buy?
Clear something up on this that's important? I got to make this myth. I got to break it really fast. What people, you know, people, there's two things, two levels of myth here. Number one, what you do, the dumb decisions you make, right? It's people always say, oh, this guy goes broke or that person, this group went broke or whatever from drugs, women. That isn't what does it. What does it is the dumb decisions you make on the drugs. You know what I mean? In other words, when you're drunk, it's dumb decisions you make. The drugs and all that stuff, the drinking, any partying stuff, it all comes for free. It's the ridiculous decisions you may make.
Because of.
Yeah,
because
everyone makes good decisions when cocaine and alcohol are involved.
Yeah, when you mix those, you can make a really reasonable, rational decision.
I mean,
so that's what happened. But I also want to say that when you do dumb things, I'll give you one from last year. I did a kidney operation. They put a foot-long stent into my kidney, and I decided since I felt so much better that the very next day, Pete's looking at me, I went and played Memphis at the arena and jumped in the air off the drum riser and landed and realized I had a foot-long stent still in my kidney. It went real bad.
Ridiculous.
It was the dumbest, one of the dumbest things. But
you're on stage, though. You still got that stage adrenaline. Did you keel over?
No,
you
I didn't
going?
Keel over at all. I finished out that last song. I made it to the bus and then decided that they gave me pain reliever. I went on stage the next night in Knoxville, Tennessee, and then they took me to the emergency room again where they operated a second time from blood clots that I got, and I came out and I said that was the dumbest decision I'd ever made in my life. One of them. And I wasn't on drugs. That was just pure adrenaline.
His jump was a little less high the second.
I was a little less high. I'm not going to lie. It was a little. I didn't exactly get. I didn't. I didn't quite have the arch in the legs.
It was almost a controlled fall.
Golly, man. You guys, man. What a life. What a life. But you know what? It's fun.
I'm loving it.
You get to live one time, guys.
You get to enjoy it.
You get to do it one time.
Yep. And
have fun with it.
Have a good time. And if not, you pray for good grace of God and good medical attention like I've done time and time again.
Well, it sounds like you guys are you're having fun. You're enjoying it. You got good friends. That's important. That's life.
I'll be sincere for a minute. I don't want to bore anybody, but I'm going to just be sincere and true. Is surrounding yourself with good friends, good people, good family. And if you can still enjoy what you're doing, that's the win-win. When it becomes like I come in here, I want to come in here and hang out and talk. Yeah. I enjoyed this. So that's what matters. And the rest of it hopefully falls into place.
I like the fact that you brought Pete with you because Pete and I have connected now. He's a Star Wars geek like I am.
Beyond. It's insane.
Oh, my gosh.
I have vowed until December. S. Brett, I wear a Star Wars shirt
every
day.
I would have, but you know what? I got dressed in the dark and I just grabbed some. Look at that. Look on my control board. What do you see?
Oh, awesome.
Is it Boba Fett?
Imperial logo.
It's the Imperial logo.
But
nobody knows what it is. It looks like it's an official logo.
But speaking of tattoos, can I interrupt for 1 second since he brought this up? Is that all right? Yeah. Speaking of tattoos, I have a Boba Fett tattoo.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Now, I got that on purpose because I didn't want to get made fun of. But I wanted a Star Wars tattoo.
You didn't want to get made fun of by having a Boba Fett.
But you know what? That is the toughest.
Right.
You know,
most people don't
wait. He knows what I'm talking about.
Help me.
He knows what I'm talking about, though. It is the most tribal looking. Like, you don't know that's a Star Wars tattoo.
I wouldn't know that was a Star Wars tattoo if you didn't tell me.
It looks like Argentina.
Right. Yeah, I got that specifically so Brett wouldn't make fun of me, but I could still have.
You got that not to be made fun of?
No, it's cool.
Here's the problem. Pete walks in and goes, yeah, I got this. I've already got your voice down. Yeah, I've already got this tattoo, and it's this, and they always go, well, what is that? That's a Boba Fett. What is that?
It's by Boba Fett. Don't tell Brett. He doesn't know.
Listen,
I told him at the family crest. Pete had a choice, Angelina Jolie or that, and he chose wisely, right?
Man.
I got her entire body tattooed.
Back to your last comment about bad decision-making on drugs and stuff.
Pete was on a lot of pain relievers at the time.
He jumped off the riser, too.
Had a kidney stint.
Pete probably wasn't even a Star Wars fan until he got that dumb tattoo. He's like, oh, well, crap, since I got it, I love Star Wars.
It's the best. I can't make this up. I enjoy Star Wars. He's a freak.
That's what Bubba is. I kind of get it. And he'll be like, oh, man, you remember the scene when? No, I don't. I don't remember the scene.
Nobody does remember
that scene. They all blend together. I know you got Chewbacca. And that's about as far as I go.
I have to say, it's curious to me. You are the equivalent of Brett to me to Bubba. Because the things and the names you say are just like Brett says to me. He knows the Star Wars world.
Yeah, I know.
But he'll bring up Chewbacca and he'll say Boba Fett the way you say it. And
he says Bobo Fett.
Bobo Fett. Where's Bobo Fett?
It's like a little clown nose.
Hey,
watch out, Bobo Fett!
D, you remember when Bubba had the? Remember when Bubba had the?
I'll kill you with laughter.
Remember when Bubba had the hoodie that was Bobo?
He would pull up and make him look like the character.
Boba Fett hoodie.
Yeah,
more like when he wore
it. It was more like Bubba Fat. It was really.
Hey, Bubba, put your phone up to the. I'm going to text you. Now, this is what happens when I text Bubba.
Oh, God.
So
okay.
He is. You want to talk about fans?
Is it going to.
No, it's
oh,
it's worse.
All right, here we go.
Worse than that.
I'm just texting you. Here we go.
It's the lightsaber sound, right, isn't it?
Be quiet. What's the big.
Be quiet. Be quiet. He says to.
Here we go. Really bad day for cell service.
I mean to tell you.
Anything? We have killed the momentum.
Talk about pouring water on something.
Dude, you know what I'll do?
So when I was six.
I'm just going to
So this one time in Omaha, there was five chicks and did you get them come in yet?
No. Yeah.
And I had a cape.
And a cape.
It was awesome.
You have a cape?
I have
Seriously?
A cape.
I can't even remember. There it is. There it is. Fine.
Now, I made some. You know what the droid, like the battle droids from the prequels? Listen, I made some. You like that?
Yes.
That's me. That's my voice. Yeah.
He's such a nerd. Did you hear the way he said that? That's me. It's my voice.
That's me. Like he got real. Wow. I don't know that I'd mention that.
I'm not sure.
You hear that?
That's me.
I did that.
Come on, stand up for your buddy, Bob. Come on.
I'm trying to figure out how. I have your back. I'm trying to use the force right now.
Do you hear that? Hey, Pete, did you hear that? That was me. I did.
The
that
problem
was my voice.
Is, the problem is I'm sitting here wondering why I have not done that yet.
You don't understand. That just caused me a world of pain.
Oh, my God. That's gonna, hey, Pete, we're trying to get we got to get going, man. Hold on. I'm downloading this thing Bubba sent me. It's what? What is this? It's a what?
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
There you go. That's my favorite right
there. That's my alarm clock when I wake up in the morning.
Listen, we'll be on the road. Listen, no joke. We'll be on the road, okay?
The room next to me.
We're on the next. He's always late. Constantly late. It's lobby call at 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay, man, I'll be there. And I'm walking down the hallway, and this is all I hear over and over and over. Is him going, and it repeats. And it now, just goes on. Because he's so sleeping so hard, he doesn't even hear it.
Right. But what's going to happen is they're going to have a conversation. Bubba and Pete are going to have a conversation about what segment of what moment in the movie that – It, like
absolutely.
Oh, hey, Bobby, I know exactly when that
hey,
was.
Hey, Bobby, it's Pete.
If I'm correct, that's when he gets thrown out of the swamp and dead.
Oh, yes,
that's
yes.
It. I'm leaving. I'm going. I'm leaving,
guys. Nice
thank
to
you
see
for
you.
Having me.
Thank you. Thank you, Detroit.
It's a freak show.
It's a freak show.
Guys. Thank you for having me. This is Brett Michaels. I retired as of today.
Does it balance out, though?
Pete, take all my PetSmart money and have it. No. That was allegedly.
Do I get the Bentley?
No,
you get nothing. You get for that last comment. You get nothing.
I loved every second of that.
Brett Michaels. God. You can download his new song. It's called "Girls on Bars."
And the whole album.
The whole album.
Grit.
Yeah, right.
True Grit.
Does the fact that I play guitar in that song balance out the Star Wars nerd at all?
No, nothing will balance out.
I'm sure
he goes up to
chicks and he's like, "Hey, you ever heard of Poison? Well, have you ever heard of Dagobah?"
It's unbelievable.
I just got a brand new Tatooine.
Oh my God. I don't even get the joke. I'm so not nerdy.
Okay, so
and Pete wondered why doesn't get any of the chicks on the road.
Oh, he does all right.
It
let me tell
you
something right
been
now.
He's wearing the same Star Wars shirt since December.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw you last show. Are that the same
Is
shirt?
The same shirt.
Well, yes. And you don't wash it. It's not like a ritual where he cleans it.
Dude, that's why the God made Febreze. Just saying.
Anyway, I'm trying to get out of this. Brett Michaels.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Pete.
You're welcome.
It's nice to make fun of you.
Oh, anytime.
Glad you. Make yourself at home. Don't touch anything.
Make sure you and Bubba exchange numbers before you leave.
We already did.
Oh, that's been going on for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You guys need to find out what your code name is in the forums. So you guys talk back and forth. You're Stormtrooper 48?
How are you? I'm Slave Leia.
Unfortunately, I embrace my nerdism. I don't have code names. I'm just Pete. I'm just Pete everywhere.
Bubba the Hutt.
I'm Bubba the Hutt.
Bubba the Hutt.
I do like
great.
Bubba Fat, though. That's
Bubba
pretty awesome.
Bubba Slave.
All right. So, again, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. I can't
Good luck
get
reading
this.
That now.
With your Loan Tracker plus a Wells Fargo.
Hey, read it like when you have your Stormtrooper mask on.
Okay. Well,
yeah, how does that sound whenever you're at home by yourself?
Oh, God, here we go.
With your Loan Tracker plus a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, the home loan process just got better. Visit wellsfargo.com/loantracker to learn more.
That just went 1940s as well.
It's like his voice
hey,
kind of changed.
Get your
like
paper
this.
Over here.
Hey, what's your scram?
Use the force, see? That was 40s Star Wars.
So this dame comes in. She's like, "Hey, I'm your sister." I'm like, "Hey, what do you mean?
Listen here, gal. I'm not gonna listen. I don't need any of this.
I'm pretty
off of
sure.
You.
I'm pretty sure her old man is Darth Vader. Eh?
You're never gonna make it, Jimmy.
She made out with her brother.
That was awkward.
Next thing I know, there's this little green guy. He's like, "Use the force." I'm like, "Whatever."
Get out of here, right?
All right, Brett Michaels, Pete, thank you guys.
This was the most awesome and ridiculous moment of my life. Yeah, it was great.
Gosh, it's good. The podcast. Everybody can go pick it up. And now we're going to go ahead and play the outro. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.